facebook.com, where you can find all the good parts of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, like What Will Willie Do, and the joke of the day, and a burst of Durst as well. This is the Progressive News Hour on 960 The Quake.
Entrepreneurs, I've got your number. I know how much you put into your small business. Big dreams, big plans, and most of all, big thinking. Not your average run-of-the-mill thinking. You're all about big thinking, as in light bulb over the head, eureka screaming, think I'll open my own small business kind of thinking. The kind of thinking shown when you sign your company up for the budget business program from Budget Rent-A-Car. Now, I know what your knowledge-hungry mind is saying. Sounds interesting. Please tell me more. Will do. The Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. $2 back every day. You're the genius. Add it up. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business and sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent budget and rent like a genius.
Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Hey, guys, you want to laugh and be entertained on your way to work?
Or you want to know who's doing what to whom? At City Hall, or in Washington, or in Sacramento?
Well, then you want us.
Will Durst. And I'm Willie Brown. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Weekday morning from 7 to 10, live from the Hotel Vitale on 960 The Quake.
Keeping It Real with Will Durst and Willie Brown on 960 The Quake.
6:59 on 960 The Quake. Quick update on traffic in the Bay Area. San Bruno, this is a new two-car crash, maybe even more than that. 101 southbound right before the airport off-ramp. It's got two lanes of southbound 101 blocked. And then in Brisbane on southbound 101 nearby, near Sierra Point Parkway, a four-car crash has the three left lanes blocked. You're going to be very slow coming out of San Francisco. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie live from the state capitol. Coming up next, we're broadcasting at HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio.
Why? Why are we doing this? Why aren't we focusing on the issues that count if we have so little time?
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is among those wondering why the Senate's considering a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage, when even supporters admit it'll fail. Correspondent Lisa Goddard is live on Capitol Hill, where a vote is expected any minute.
Bill, 3 days of debate over the definition of marriage is wrapping up fast. You can hear Senator Bill Frist on the floor right now giving his final speech in support of the measure. Now, as you said, supporters know they don't have the 67 votes they need, but they say this is part of long-term strategy, and they think they'll get their best showing yet, possibly with a majority of senators in their favor. Meantime, Democrats say it's time to move on to bigger issues like gas prices and immigration. Reporting live, Lisa Goddard, CNN, Capitol Hill.
President Bush is in Omaha, Nebraska this morning discussing his immigration ideas.
All of us in America agree we've got to secure our border. That's the job of a federal government. You want to know who's coming into your country and why.
The president is visiting a center where immigrants learn how to cope with life in the U.S. California State Treasurer Phil Angelides will challenge Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in the fall election. Angelides is the winner of a Tuesday primary. Schwarzenegger blames the low turnout on negative ads.
Negative campaigning doesn't work, and people are not interested in people attacking each other. People want to hear the issues.
A Republican wins a narrow race in a special election in Southern California to fill the congressional seat vacated when Randy Duke Cunningham went to jail for taking bribes. Brian Bilbray is the winner. The Cadillac Escalade is once again the most popular car for thieves. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says the Escalade has the highest rate of theft claims for the fourth consecutive year. It's followed by the Mitsubishi Lancer Evolution and the Dodge Ram 1500 quad cab pickup. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit justasktoday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
I'm Bob Harris to tell you about my new Smart Balanced Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and plant sterols. New Smart Balanced Omega Mayo has 500 milligrams of omega-3s per serving, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol, and half the fat and calories of regular mayonnaise. Enjoy my new Smart Balanced Omega Light Mayonnaise in salads and sandwiches. You get an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop of my new Smart Balanced Light Mayonnaise.
The man accused in the rape and murder of a Clemson University student will be heading back to South Carolina. Jerry Inman is waiving extradition after his arrest in Tennessee. Tiffany Sowers was strangled at her off-campus apartment last month. Her father, Jim Sowers, says this is tough to take.
Our greatest sadness is the future, you know, because we're not going to be able to see Tiffany get married and her kids and all the things that go with all of that.
Inman is a registered sex offender. People close to Indonesia's Mount Merapi are being warned there could soon be a major eruption. CNN's Dan Rivers is near the mountain that's spewing hot lava and gases.
Mount Merapi has been putting on a ferocious, awesome display over the last few days. These rivers of red hot lava flowing down the sides.
CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier is on her way back to the U.S. She's been getting treatment at a U.S. military hospital in Germany after she was wounded in a bombing in Iraq. This is CNN Radio.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called
Wish It, Win It from Sony card.
The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Good morning, and we're live at 7:05 from the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room in the state capitol, and it is Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Although it's not that big that it should have this loud of an echo. I mean, it's a large little conference room.
Well, we might have been the only one hearing that echo, and now it's gone, Will.
Well, you know, this is a historical building, and it wouldn't surprise me. That's probably not an echo. That's probably the ghost of Jesse Underwood trying to disrupt this broadcast. Now, this is an interesting room. When first elected to speakership, we were just in the process of restoring the Capitol, and they had me. They marched me over here because this was all under construction. We were in what amounts to a Safeway store-type facility out front, and they said they. This will be your office, and this is the room they said would be my office. I said, well, what's behind that door? And they said, well, that's been divided up for staff offices. So they had literally redesigned this place, not from a historical standpoint. I walked in and I said, do you have any other plans? And they said, oh, yeah, we have plans for proper historical restoration. But Leo McCarthy, then the speaker that preceded me, was one of these guys, you know, that didn't understand any aspect of style and heritage and appreciation, and the real architect was standing there with the proper restoration. This is a conference room that became the speaker's office. Out went all of the material, which I assume is recycled now into somewhere in China. And this became David Roberti on the other side saw exactly the same thing, and he then proceeded to have his office done the same identical way. So to the drapery, to everything you see in here, I had this place restored.
Nice job. So you did this place? You did City Hall? What are you working on now?
I'm working on my own place.
How about KQKE? Come on, let's redesign that.
I didn't have all this place cluttered with all this extra furniture, though. So extra furniture in here. This particular Wooten desk, that's a Wooten desk. That's a historical desk. It folds out and it becomes a real desk with all of the little input and what have you. I had it in that other office. Well, the speaker has changed that. And he has a big television set and all that kind of stuff in there. None of the modern stuff. The only thing I had in that office was a little table with a computer with every possible game you could have. And I had
the computer?
Yeah, I had the only game access for the computers. And what happened is the members would come hang out in there. I had a huge box of peanut clusters that Jack Abramoff provided, or whoever was like Jack Abramoff. They kept it filled, and people would literally hang out and party in my office. And I had a bar. On that side, I had a bar against the wall with a refrigerator. I had took one of these historical things and turned it into a refrigerator so that, in fact, you could do what you needed to do in the process. And all of that was part of what you did.
I think we've lost the mayor's microphone there, guys.
No, you haven't, have you?
Yeah.
You lost my microphone? That's too bad. Because here's Gail Kaufman is here now. And, of course, Ms. Kaufman was part of my staff years ago, and she had promised to come in to talk to us about the election cycle. And the election cycle was amazing last night. The results are just incredible. I got to believe that Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader, has got to be concerned because Democrats did not do as well as they thought they were going to do down in San Diego. It appears as if ex-congressman is going to prevail down in San Diego and Bill Bray by a number of points. And it's also clear that the skirts, as I call them.
the Washington skirts.
Yeah, the Washington skirts. The D.C. skirts were helpful to Phil Angelides. And they, I think, were and did constitute the difference between his vote and the vote for Steve Wesley. I thought Wesley was rather game this morning when he talked about how he is going to be on that unity flight today around the state of California, being supportive of Phil Angelides. I don't know how you can do that when you know Angelides is going to tax you. what you object to. I don't know how you do that. But I got to believe that that's an indication that Democrats are probably going to get it together. The surprising number for me, though, was Bustamante's huge vote. I thought Bustamante was probably still kind of unacceptable statewide since he participated in that recall process and had to give back a lot of money, became the insurance company's favorite guy in the last cycle of the elections in terms of the resources that were provided. I love the idea that he gave back $150,000 to the insurance industry. I wondered aloud, you know.
Did he give it back to the insurance industry?
Yeah,
or did he give it to some charity?
He returned it. Yeah, that's the one job you probably run for where you probably can't take money from the insurance industry. You just get clobbered. Democrats ought to win that seat every time because that's kind of the consumer protection seat. And he was criticized heavily and would be criticized for receiving
taking money.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. If they only gave you $150,000, they didn't mean it. They were not supporting you, and I don't blame him for giving it back. But now, on the
weren't
other
you speaking
hand,
of a gentleman named Quackenbush earlier today?
Yeah, well, Quackenbush, the former insurance commissioner, who got millions from the insurance companies when he ran and won.
And it massaged a couple of laws for their benefit.
Yeah, he beat Torres. That was a time in which Democrats lost that operation.
Art Torres?
Yeah, he beat Art Torres. Art Torres ran for insurance. Oh, yeah. Art Torres ran for insurance commissioner. And he beat Torres. He was financed primarily by the insurance companies. His office was accused of having engaged in certain excesses. They actuated an operation where nonprofits got some direct benefit from insurance companies who were supposed to be doing something good for the consumers. You know, the commissioner would rule that insurance company X had to give back money, but they didn't have to give it back. They could give it to a nonprofit, and the nonprofit would do good things with it. All of these nonprofit people were all of his political people, and the results were that he had to get out of town. He went over.
And where is he now?
He's in Hawaii.
What?
He was in Hawaii.
What?
He went to Hawaii.
As well we should all be.
No, he's now a deputy sheriff in Florida. He's a deputy sheriff in
from
Florida.
From insurance commissioner of a state to deputy sheriff in Florida.
Guy's got to have a job.
Yeah, that's a breakdown, isn't it?
No,
we're here live from the state capitol this morning on 960 The Quake in the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room with the bust of the mayor here. And we are going to be talking about the local issues as well. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be a guest this morning, as well as former governor of New York, Mario Cuomo. We're going to hear from state senator and president pro tem Don Parada.
Parada, yes.
And Assemblyman Mervyn Dimley, the head of the Black Caucus, will be joining us, as well as a state attorney general, Bill Lockyer.
Holy moly. It's a great show.
Yeah, we've got it all lined up here on The Quake today.
And everybody who's listening, I know you're preset at 960 AM The Quake, should be calling your friends up right now. And demanding that they listen to this show.
It is quite an exciting show. We get the mayor's hat on his own bust. And it's a little larger than life. Your head, actually, in that bust is almost as large as my head.
Well, in that particular bust, that was the original natural size of my head.
And then what happened?
Since the surgery.
The deflation that happened you left the Capitol. It was funny. We were walking in and... Bob Agnew, we're in the rotunda. Bob Agnew says, "Well, where's your bust?" And Willie turns him to, "We didn't hang it from the ceiling."
That was very funny. Agnew thought there was going to be some life-size figure.
Yeah, some holographic,
Right. That was there, and it would follow you, and the eyes would move as you walked around.
That's not a bad idea.
I'm thinking. I'm thinking already.
What was the most surprising result last night?
The most surprising result for me in this election was, frankly, that San Diego congressional race.
Bill Bray versus Busby?
Yeah. I thought, I started thinking early in the week that the Democrats may have overstated the possibility with her. I just think that when you try to overcome 20 points in a conservative region like San Diego...
In terms of registered voters.
In terms of registered voters, 29 to 49, it's really difficult. And when
but that still leaves 30 independent, right?
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, only 20% independent. So, yeah, so that would have been tough for her to make up. She'd have to get all the independents if the Republicans didn't switch, didn't desert them.
Yes, and there was some, I think, some not really active pursuit aggressively on a one-to-one basis of the Democratic base. There really should have been a total and complete concentration on the Democratic base.
Getting out the vote?
That's right. Getting out the vote.
Well, now, how did it end up? 55-45 or 50-45? I think it was 5%.
Yeah, she's about 5% behind.
And there was another conservative in the race that the Democrats were hoping would siphon off more votes from him.
Well, we always had good luck with that. In the years in which we were trying to win seats where Republicans were in the majority, there was always a golden angel. There was always some real right-wing person who would be very impressive to the tune of 12-15% of the vote, and the result would be that our guy or our gal would win, and we could hold that seat, particularly if we redraw the lines just a little bit here and there, kind of like the way DeLay did it in Texas, and the results would be we'd hold on to that seat, and it was a good thing to do. But I am...
So are you...
That surprises me more than anything else.
Yeah, Are you discouraged? Do you think the Democrats should be discouraged by that result?
No, not at all. I think the Democrats ought to be enthusiastic because I think Democrats have a chance now to win all of the seats statewide. I think the only one that is possibly, there are two that are possibly in jeopardy. That is the one Bruce McPherson holds, except that Deborah Bowen's performance was just fantastic. And my guess is that she is going to be more than competitive. A Democratic skirt, a la Dianne Feinstein. She has that kind of aroma about her.
And she beat
Deborah Ortiz, a member of the California State Assembly, a state senate from right here in Sacramento. And then I think that on the insurance commissioner's side, I think that guy with all that money down in Silicon Valley, Parzina, is going to give Cruz Bustamante a run for his money. But Cruz Bustamante may enjoy something that no other person will have on the ballot, and that is that he has the Latino last name. And Cruz has been lucky all of his political life. He's never really had any, as I said by somebody else, any quality opposition in any one of his races. He's always been not as offensive as his opponent. And Steve Parson is inclined to be somewhat offensive.
But Poizner, I mean, he made all of his money in the boom during the Silicon Valley thing. And then he did this whole teaching thing where he went back and he taught in the San Jose schools.
You know, I'm sick and tired of people talking about how they made money and how they earned it the hard way in Silicon Valley. They just got lucky and nothing to do with work. I mean,
timing.
Yeah, but it's all pure luck. Almost anybody who'd been standing in their stead without talent could, in fact, gain the same.
Where's our money?
Well, we are without talent or luck.
There you go. Now you know. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie, and live from the state capitol this morning at the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference
Speak for
Room.
Yourself, Willie L. Brown.
And Gail Kaufman, political strategist, consultant, and analyst, will join us in the next segment looking at last night's results in the election. And it is 7:18 on this Wednesday morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skippy and rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
The president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Half of one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out one nut. Trying to make it real compared to what? Suck it to me.
Special post-election. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, live from the state capitol in the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room. And Willie Brown, why don't you introduce our next guest?
Yeah, we are fortunate to start off this morning's show with the first guest here in the state capitol, and she's not other than Gail Kaufman. Last November, on the day after the election, Gail Kaufman had to be the person Arnold Schwarzenegger feared the most. She had gone up against him, directing the collection of people. They had defeated the governor, and all of the contests involving the measures that had been put on the ballot by the governor or by his friends. And the margin of victories had just been spectacular. Gail Kaufman had orchestrated that. Gail Kaufman runs Kaufman Campaigns over on J Street here in Sacramento. She is the only woman, the only female statewide in either the Republican or the Democratic side of the aisle doing any direction of the world of politics. She comes from the legislative wars over the last 20 years, and her secret weapon is a young son named David, who is a genius at every aspect. Gail, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Did you have a horse in any one of the races this time?
A few.
How they do?
She's probably not willing to discuss them. She's being so quiet this morning.
Very quiet.
Yeah. Well, I had a couple of wins, a couple of losses. It was a mixed bag last night.
And one of your, I assume, one of your big wins was in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Where you did the independent, they got something now called independent expenditures. What the hell is that?
Well, when term limits came in and then people put a lot of restrictions on how much you could spend in legislative races, which, as you remember, when you were here, there was no limit on how much could be contributed. Something called independent expenditures became very popular, although they've been around for a long time. And what it really means is, in order to be truly independent, you can't coordinate in any way with the campaign. But either a single person or a group can come together and contribute an unlimited amount of money to participate in that race, either for someone or against someone. And a lot of labor unions, business groups, individuals have used that kind of independent expenditure to be helpful. I was involved in one, in fact, for Phil Angelides that was somewhat controversial in terms of where the money came from, but I think was incredibly effective and helpful in his victory. So sometimes when you, and we had no coordination ever with his campaign.
Well, fortunately you didn't, because his campaign was in the toilet. I mean, it was just a terrible campaign. The commercials were terrible. When you do an independent expenditure, do you actually do all the commercials? You recruit the actors and you recruit the participants?
Yeah.
And the production people? You do it all.
You do it all. And what you have to do, the tricky thing about it, and sometimes they're good, and sometimes I think, you know, when they're done in my campaigns and I watch them happen, they're hard. Because when you're running a campaign and you see this other campaign going on around you and you're they're talking about your candidate, they may or may not be helpful because they may be off message. They may be spending money on stuff that you'd prefer they weren't doing.
As an independent expenditure, though, how do you decide what the message is if you can have no coordination with the campaign?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that you can do. I mean, obviously, with the internet, you can go online, and if people have good websites, you can basically see how their campaign is going. In the Fiona Ma situation, where I helped Fiona Ma's campaign, I went down to San Francisco, held my own focus groups, talked to voters, really tried to get as much intelligence as I could on how the two campaigns were running. They both were working. They both had messages at that point, so I could test them and see what were the kinds of things you could do to be helpful. I then analyzed what I thought they would both do with their money and try to do something to be helpful but not the same as what their campaign was doing.
Gail, you've been doing candidates and independent campaigns and issues. Isn't it more convenient not to have to be burdened with the liability of the candidate as you go about campaigning?
Well, as I get older, I have to say that independent expenditures are something that I would much prefer to do, because basically they leave me alone if they think I know what I'm doing, and let me, as long as I spend the money well and tell, you know, the folks who have hired me what I'm going to do and why it makes sense.
You don't get second guessed all the time.
Well, you still get second guessed. You always do in this game, but, you know, less than if you're dealing with the candidate every day. And you can hopefully make a difference. And I think in Fiona's case, we did.
I don't understand. Let me, speaking for the layperson, because I'm as lay as you get. if you can't coordinate with the campaign, but you get hired by them.
No. You get hired by a separate entity.
So you get hired by whom? Let's say you work for Angelitos. Who would you get hired by?
No. She didn't work for Angelitos.
Right.
That's
no. Hired by the California Teachers Association.
Oh, CTA hired you
to help
do advocacy
them. Right.
For Angelitos.
Right. So
but
we
you couldn't
produced
talk to the Angelitos people.
No.
So your boss was CTA, California
right.
Teachers Association.
Right.
And for Fiona Ma, who was the boss
It was
there?
A group that had come together and raised money. And they put the money together and then hired me.
Neighborhood Association or something?
No, it was actually a group that had formed years ago. It had a board. There were four or five former congressmen as the head of the board.
Nonprofit?
Well, it's not actually a nonprofit, but it's something that had formed and had about $1 million in it, and they earmarked 500 of that for the Ma race.
So a candidate that comes in with a bunch of these groups on their side is actually much better off than somebody who's like new and just
can be. As I say, I mean, sometimes I think they're counterproductive. I don't think they're always useful, but they can be, especially if they become an issue. And actually, the Riley campaign tried to make the independent expenditures an issue in the campaign, and sometimes that helps. If you're, depending on where your money's coming from, if they have nothing else to say, it looks like you're part of the campaign, whether you, you don't even,
yeah,
it's hard for me
know.
To explain it. Right?
Yeah, we don't know.
Gail Kaufman here on KQED on 960 The Quake, talking to us in the post-election world. And, of course, Gail is still active and will be active in the fall. Will you be involved in the Angelitos campaign in the fall formally, or will you still be the guru with independent expenditures?
Well, a little hard to say. I doubt that I'll be involved directly with the Phil Angelitos campaign, but a number of my clients support him and are, you know, taking a look, including the alliance which we established last year, which was the vehicle for running the campaigns against the governor. It still exists and it's still very active, and, you know, I think we plan on staying involved in talking about the differences between candidates and the issues that we think are more important for the voters to be hearing about.
That was Willie Brown's suggestion, and the only way that Angelitos can actually have a shot at the Terminator is to reform that whole coalition for the special propositions in 05,
mm-hmm.
to reconstitute that whole coalition.
Yeah, they were not that active in the spring. They were not, for two reasons. One, I think people were pretty burned out. You know, last year was a long year, and people, although were incredibly energized at the end of the year. So I was a little disappointed on a certain level that there wasn't more discussion points that went right to what we did last year to kind of mobilize people and get the turnout. I didn't see the number this morning, but it
34.
Looked to me like it was, you know, very, very low in some districts. So it would be helpful, I think, if he could reconstitute it. And I think part of his victory had to be that the few people who came out were more activist and really paying attention. That would have been the margin for Phil, I think, in a lot of respects.
Overall, Gail, give us your quick snapshot analysis of the election from a Democratic and a Republican Party standpoint.
For the fall?
No, for the
last night?
Yes.
Well, I think Angelitos won. I think it's because Wesley, I think, went too negative, and neither one of them had a clear enough message to break through that someone with a base was going to win it in a small turnout election, and I think that's how Phil won. I think on the Republican side, obviously the governor is extremely damaged. His numbers still are very, very low, and I think we look very good going into the fall to take him on. I think he's made smart moves in terms of changing his political operation. He's gone out on a bus this afternoon. He's already bought time to start next week to go up on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's paying attention, and you know, this is the fourth or fifth iteration of Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor, but his reelection numbers look terrible, and they're as low as they could possibly be coming into
how,
the fall.
I think that's how to hit him. Yep. Which Arnold?
Which
are
Arnold are we seeing today?
Yeah. Which Terminator did we get?
One quick shot, Gail. Did any of your independent expenditures do any of that negative campaign?
Oh, sure they did.
Oh, they
did.
That horrible, negative
but
campaign.
But not the
that
stuff you didn't like.
Just the effective stuff.
Only the good stuff. Right. The stuff that worked.
The stuff that simply told the voters what the facts
exactly
were.
Exactly.
Political consultant Gail Kaufman is our guest here as we're keeping it real with Will and Willie live from the state capitol this morning in our post-election coverage. And in the next segment, we'll give results in the various races and the propositions that were statewide and in the city of San Francisco. 7:32, and you've got it on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm Paul Wells on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Fresh Start.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Fraga will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Eggman, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Down to El Palazzo off of 580 and Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Stay home.
The Elf.
Hey, guys. This is Will Durst.
And this is Willie Brown. And, of course,
working assets, you get the same quality service from the big wireless phone companies without the guilty feeling of supporting the Republican Party.
And 1% of everything you spend with them goes to do something good, like with Planned Parenthood, to make the world better. ACLU, to make the world better.
The Sierra Club, a penny on every dollar, and over the last 20 years that's been...
And they are the choice of most progressives for wireless carriage. You see, what they're doing is...
All the good guys are going to them because they're giving money to the good guys. That's right. Be a good guy. Join WorkingAssets.com/Quake.
And
the Al Franken Show.
You know, this could be... Globalization could be a great thing for the entire planet. This could be a lovely time, a beautiful time for people all over the world.
But instead, we have these people who want to make as much money as they can.
This could be a beautiful time.
Al Franken, weekdays 10 to 1 on 960 The Quake.
Live from the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room at the State Capitol this morning, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie from Sacramento in a post-election mode. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger will be joining us shortly after 8 o'clock.
The governor.
We'll have a lot of other guests today, including our guest right now is Gail Kaufman, political strategist. And we also have lots of results that happen. Phil Angelides. Of course.
Well, he beat Wesley. Wesley conceded, right? He called about 1:40 in the morning or something?
And he conceded. He lost by about 3 or 4 percentage points, and he indicates he intends to support the man. Garamendi won over our friend, Jackie Speier.
And Liz Figueroa.
Not big, but he did win. He won probably bigger than Jackie thought. He was up at about 44, and she's at about 38. 39. And then, of course, on the Secretary of State side, Deborah Bourne won. On the Comptroller side, the surprise winner in that race is John Chong. On the Insurance Commission, of course,
beating Joe Dunn.
Yeah, but a real surprise is Jack O'Connell won it outright. He has no reason to bother campaigning for the fall. So if you were sending him some money, redirect.
Wait a minute, he's one of my candidates. Don't
stop sending money.
Gail, there are some other races that covered. You were solicited to run a campaign in Oakland. You declined to participate in Oakland, and it appears as if there's going to be a runoff.
She declined?
Imagine that.
You get to decline work? You get to say no?
Occasionally.
Why?
Because I'm old.
Can you mention?
Yeah. Old enough.
Yeah, that 35 must have been a bitch. Yeah. How do you decline work? How do you turn down work?
You don't like the candidate.
No, that wasn't the case in this instance. I love Ron Dellums, but it was going to be, kind of a full-time gig, and I had other stuff I had to do, and I just didn't think it was right.
Can't you ask for a price commensurate with the amount of time it's going to take up?
Well, I could, you know.
Yeah. But there's a problem.
And do, but that's not the issue.
But there's a problem. When there are spending caps imposed, consultants cannot get paid a fair wage, usually, because those caps are too... That's why you don't want to be bothered. You want to do independent expenditure.
Nobody's going to cry for us at this point.
No,
We do okay.
No,
but, it does make a difference. And when Ron started to, the race, he needed a full team. And I think he needed people that were going to be there all the time. He put a good team together. But
he's in a runoff now. I mean, he didn't quite make the 50.
Yeah, it would have been nice if he had made it. But there were a lot of people in that race. I think it was probably, almost impossible for him to get over 50%. Ignacio was in for a long time and I think worked really hard. And I think one-on-one, he's still got, a lot of work to do. Both of them do. Yeah.
And then, of course, the race down in San Diego, where the Democrats had staked so much nationally on being able to win Duke Cunningham's seat. I assume that they couldn't shake dollar bills, frozen money.
No, I think, that's one of the problems when you stake a position early with an unknown candidate who's really not tried and kind of, fell into it because she was the name on the ballot. And so I heard some of what you said earlier. I think the Democrats sometimes get whipped up into a frenzy and aren't really, you have to say you think you can win it. I don't know what they were really thinking privately. San Diego's very tough. And at the end, she made a big mistake, Busby. I mean, last Thursday, she said something that...
You don't need papers, yeah.
Right. Got misinterpreted, but boy, of all the things to step in the middle of down the air and not explain well, it just showed, I think, some naivete on her part. So I think she did well. She did much better than she should have done.
Recording. There were people following her around, I guess, everywhere.
Yeah. No, it really, I think, of all the things, immigration is so hot down there. It's such a tough issue.
But Dick Cheney came down there for Bill Bray?
Well, that should have put her right over.
They put $5 million from the National Republican Party in there.
Sure.
Did the Democrats put the same amount of money?
No. Not even close. The Democrats spent about half of
what the hell is that?
That's because they only had half. you spend what you have, unless you are, you know, fortunate enough to get some independent expenditure guys to make it equal. And believe me, in this political world, you need equality of firepower.
You know,
you cannot win races.
One of the biggest
it.
Things I think that happened last night is pay attention to who spent their own money and spent gobs of it, and most of them, if they had any opposition, lost. And I think actually that's Wesley Riley put in over $550,000 of her own money. I think there's about four or five examples of that in different legislative races. Same thing, where Dutra put in a ton of his own money, came in third. I mean, there's lots of examples of that.
Gail, there was also the clear evidence
Gail
that voters,
Kaufman, that is.
Yeah, the voters no longer embrace the idea of dynasties, i.e., passing seats around among family members.
Right.
There were a number of those on the ballot, and they don't seem to have fared very well.
Well, I think that was a mixed bag, too. Judy Chu's husband, Mike Egan, looks like he won down in L.A., and Ronnie Calderon looks like he's hanging on, along with his brother Chuck. So in some instances, it worked. In the Baca situation in San Bernardino, both of the Baca boys seem to have lost sizably, one in a complete shock that wasn't the opponent, I think, probably had, I don't know, $10,000 if she had any money at all.
In the assembly race.
In the assembly race, yeah.
And invariably, however, the family is trying to pass around these outfits like their jobs.
Right.
It's not
and
working.
Joe Cansamilla's wife lost. So, I mean, there's a number of instances, very mixed. But I think people shouldn't assume that they can just hand it off to wife, husband, brother, son, as easily as they thought they could.
Just all part of the political process.
Yeah.
You
fun and games.
You called to my attention, though, that a fellow named Steve Clute appears to be resurrected. That's a campaign that you ran 130 years ago.
Absolutely. Right.
Whoa. Uninitiated. Who's Steve Clute?
Steve Clute was
my first client when I opened my business.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was a quarterback for some football team. We don't know exactly where. He was also a fighter pilot. We don't know in which army. But he was a lovely candidate
but
to market.
But he was ours.
Yeah, he was a lovely candidate to market as long as you didn't have to present him.
Oh, in front of a microphone?
No, in front. No, breathing.
Oh,
it was
really?
Not just microphone.
He may be the Democratic nominee, so speak well.
For what?
For the assembly.
In
the 80th Assembly District,
which is
held right now by Bonnie Garcia, a Republican.
And where?
All the way down in Palm Springs into Imperial County.
Oh, my God. Palm Springs?
And he was the incumbent when I took him on. It was his first reelection campaign. He was the top targeted race at that point. And
we won it.
And we did win it. We won it a couple of times till he walked away from the seat. Remember that?
Yeah, well, he fell in love with his wife again and decided that he wanted to go home and stay with the family for a while.
I was a little distrustful of that answer a little bit.
Whatever.
Yeah.
That's our story, and we're sticking with it.
How about the fall? What's going to happen in the fall? Is it going to be a better turnout than 34%?
Well, one would like to hope that it will be. Yeah, I think the issues will change. I think some of what the national debate is will play a role here. I think there's some important things that hopefully the Democrats will be talking about. And, I think it'll be, there's a lot more issues on the ballot. If you notice, there was virtually none. I'm really disappointed.
Libraries.
Yeah.
Libraries, for Trump's sake.
Right. So I don't know how to figure that at this point. I really think they didn't run a campaign for it. And I think you have to run a campaign for bonds. I think people, when you ask them to spend money, whether they're Democrats or Republicans anymore, you have to give them a positive reason why they should spend the money. And since there was only 81 and 82 on the ballot, and 82, you know, got trounced.
Were you involved in that 82 campaign?
No, I was not.
Your client didn't get involved?
My client got involved. I did not.
Oh.
But occasionally that occurs. But, they supplied some of the resources, but they weren't running the campaign.
Oh, I can see your analysis to your client tomorrow when you explain to them why they should have taken your advice on that measure.
Well, you know. Occasionally, you can be obnoxiously right.
A little chastisement.
It's Gail Kaufman from Kaufman Campaigns here in Sacramento.
Modest to the
Nothing so ugly as an I told you so, however.
Certainly
no, no,
not.
No, 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 no.
And in the words of Gail Kaufman, I told you so.
Thanks, lady, for joining
She's
us.
She's right here on KQ.
Can you become a little KQK. Regular contributor to
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely.
Join the mayor and I for breakfast?
Be happy to do it. As long as breakfast is involved, I'll
definitely.
Come anywhere.
Is David graduating today?
Today he is, from middle school.
David is her son.
How old?
14.
Oh, my God. Going to high school.
To high school.
I participated about 2 years ago in his bar mitzvah.
Yes,
here
he did.
In Sacramento.
Yes,
and about 6 months ago, I performed a wedding for Gail Coffin.
He's Gail only Coffin 14. Got he got married?
Well, you know, he is a man at 13, so.
Thank you, Gail Kaufman,
for
being with us.
Happy to be here. Wait, you're getting me out of here before the governor comes. Is that what you're trying to
do? No,
we probably be in the same room.
Damn it.
I made a commitment that you could leave at 9:45.
8:45.
8:45. 7:45,
whatever.
Yeah. No, it's 7:47, Mr. Mayor. And Bill Lockyer, the California Attorney General, will be one of our guests. Assemblyman Mervyn Dimley. State Senator Don Parada, former Governor of New York, Mario Cuomo, as well as Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, as we are broadcasting live from the state capitol this morning. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, the Burst of Durst is next on 960 The Quake.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com. Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in 3 new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is 4 times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of durst
a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's 7:51 as we're live from the state capitol this morning. Will, it is your turn.
7:51, man.
Our last segment keeps getting shorter. Well, the primary is over, which means now the general election can begin.
Let us pray.
You know, it was Thomas Jefferson who said that we get the leaders we deserve, which can only mean California must have been a very naughty state recently. I'll tell you my biggest regret. The scintillating Angelita's Wesley campaign is finito. God, it was riveting. A lot like listening to golf on the radio in Mandarin. And enough mud was slung to mend most of the levees in New Orleans and the Delta combined. Not just mud, but sticks and rocks and ugly little parasitic blow darts that burrowed their way deep into the heart of the respective campaign managers, causing them to lose their sense of common human decency. Social scientists always complain about turnout and whine about how American Idol captures the imagination of the voting public while politics doesn't. But hey, come on, you gotta admit, American Idol has better choices. The Schwarzenegger-Angelitas contest for governor promises to be one of the most hard-fought races in the Golden State's history. The Terminator versus the Sleep Train. Although, I have a sneaking suspicion, most Californians live in mortal fear. One of these guys is going to win. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
There you go.
See how I got an advertisement in there?
Terminator versus Sleep Train. I love it. I mean, but you've got to know, Will, that I don't think you're speaking positively when you say that Sleep Train is comparable to Angelita's. That's just that's doing the climate total disservice.
Okay, how about Phil the Human Dial Tone Angelita's?
Yes.
How's that?
But I love your comment about how exciting the race was. You said it was like listening to golf on radio
in Mandarin.
In Mandarin.
You know, I was coming back from Tahoe. I had a gig in a corporate gig in Tahoe, and it was the week of the British Open. So I'm coming down the hill, and they had on the radio, I was listening to the British Open because, you know, it was the end of the round and Tiger was, and I realized what I was doing. I was listening to golf on the radio. That's how old I am. I got another 3 weeks. My pants are going to be up under my armpits.
you're working on it, Will. But let's go back to the results of the primary. When you think in terms of California as being this incredibly diverse state, you would think that almost every election that would be held, the parties would pay attention to diversity in their campaign. Let's do a quick analysis. On the Republican side, virtually no diversity. They're all white males.
Rich white guys with glasses.
That's right. And on the Democratic side, you have an Asian, John Chong, running on the controller's race. You've got a skirt, Deborah Bourne, mm-hmm. running on the Secretary of State side. You have a lieutenant governor who is running for insurance commissioner, a Latino. So suddenly, and then you have a senior citizen, Jerry Brown, running for attorney general. So you really are putting together diversity. You got a real thoughtful intellectual type, Bill Lockyer, running for the treasurer's job, and then you have two guys at the top of the ticket. You got one who is a football player who tries out every spring at every camp, and he hasn't been selected for years, Garamendi. And you got Phil Angelitas, who promises that Harvard will finally win in the Eastern Conference. As he tells you, I'm Phil Angelitas. I graduated from Harvard. And he starts with that. And so now you've got the ultimate in diversity among the Democrats. On the Republican side, you've got an actor who, if he follows his script...
An illegal alien.
Yes. An undocumented.
Yes.
Not illegal alien. An undocumented worker right at the top of the deal.
He's outsourcing our governorship.
And no question whatsoever. And then from the lieutenant's governor's side, you've got a guy that, you know, he is the symbol. He is the poster child for conservative politics in this nation. He walks with great pride. McClintock. And win, lose, or draw, McClintock is going to stay a real conservative. And then you have a guy who's kind of like the Peninsula tea drinkers. He's the guy, Bruce McPherson. He's the guy that you always will invite to every party. He knows how to hold a cup. You know, the family was in the newspaper business. He's just a pleasant human being, and he represents...
He's got manners.
Probably the diversity for all the politicians in the group by virtue of the fact that he has manners. And then you have a collection of unknowns. The guy running against Jerry Brown, the senior citizen from Fresno, with the name Pochigian. And everybody's going to say, what the hell is a Pochigian?
It's an Armenian.
Yes, I know,
yeah,
it's Armenian.
Don't talk to him about the Turkey.
And he's on there, running for Attorney General.
What do you think about that race?
I think Jerry Brown on a walk. Are you kidding me? Jerry Brown is going to, Jerry was talking about tomorrow last night. Well, when he took credit for the end result of 63, he beat the guy 63-37.
2-1.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Jerry spent almost no money. You know, Jerry did not go up on television. Jerry held all of his firepower for the fall.
Rocky went on TV.
Rocky Delgadillo was all over the place.
And he still couldn't make a dent in the Brown.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
The Brown machine.
You know, that's, the Browns are formidable.
Formidable.
Oh, you just can't, you have no idea how really. But again, I'm telling you, the diversity was clearly on the Democratic side. The only thing missing in all of this equation is that there's no African American.
No period. Color.
Well, Chong is of color, and Bustamante is of color.
I guess.
But not Hugh.
Not Beluga.
Yes, not Beluga. You like my term.
We're going to be joined by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger in the next hour, and we're going to take a look at the news, weather, and traffic first. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie this morning, and we're live from the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room.
With a studio audience.
Yes, with a studio audience here at the state capitol, and we want to thank the Radisson. By the way, the Radisson Hotel Sacramento, the only resort-style hotel in Sacramento for the fine
and neon
accommodations.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The Senate votes down a same-sex marriage amendment. Correspondent Lisa Goddard has a live report from Capitol Hill.
Jim, that marriage amendment is now dead for the year, failing to get the 60 Senate votes it needed to move forward. But conservatives expected that. What they wanted was symbolic, hoping to get a majority, more than 50 Senate votes, in the end.
On this vote, the yeas are 49, the nays are 48.
They did not get that, with 7 Republican senators voting to kill the bill. This now means congressional debate is over for the year, but in this potentially tight election year, many voters could still hear plenty about this in the fall. Reporting live, Lisa Goddard, CNN, Capitol Hill.
President Bush takes his campaign for immigration reform to Omaha, Nebraska.
This is a long border. I mean, it's hard to enforce. And therefore, we need to have good technology down there. Cameras and infrared devices and unmanned aerial vehicles.
Mr. Bush says he remains hopeful the House and Senate can compromise on their 2 decidedly different versions of immigration bills. Republicans hold onto a congressional seat in California. Correspondent Jim Roop joins us live from Los Angeles on the California elections.
Well, Jim, Democrats had hoped to capitalize on the scandal involving disgraced Congressman Randall Duke Cunningham, but the 50th District, San Diego, too strongly held by the GOP, voters tapped former Congressman Brian Bilbray to take over for Cunningham. Some say it's immigration politics that won it for him. Bilbray calls for constructing a fence along the border and barring illegal immigrants from collecting Social Security and other benefits. Arnold Schwarzenegger, meanwhile, knows now who his challenger is. State Treasurer Phil Angelides will try and terminate Schwarzenegger's political career this fall. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
A man suspected in the rape and killing of a Clemson University student in South Carolina agrees to be sent from Tennessee, where he was arrested, back to South Carolina. Authorities say the 35-year-old suspect is linked to the crime by DNA. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Baskin Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skippy and Rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of winning dependent number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Here's a quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
Morning, it's 8:04. Tough drive around Candlestick in Brisbane. There's been three separate accidents within about 3 miles, and this is over the last hour. We'll start right at Sierra Point Parkway South. That's 101 southbound. 3 to 4 car, it's a fatal, and it's a motorcycle. The left lane is blocked northbound, too, for emergency vehicles, and it's real slow. We figure you're stopped or really slow from Army Street all the way down to Sierra Point Parkway. And then northbound 101, because of the southbound crash, there's a wave of brake lights, and you're probably backed up to Burlingame coming up that way. So that's your big stall in the peninsula. No big East Bay problems at all. Quake listener Alex did let us know about a stall in the far left lane right before you get to the lower deck on the approach right by the jail, and BART is running on time. You can check real-time traffic info 24/7 to your computer, your PDA, or your phone from our website, quakeradio.com. Angelides winners, libraries losers, and more. We'll get it all at the bottom of the hour from last night's election. Now, another hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. John Scott is here with us as we are live from the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room at the State Capitol at 8:05 on this Wednesday morning after the election last night. We'll be back at the Hotel Vitale and take a moment to let you know we're going to have a very special event at the Hotel Vitale, the corner of Mission Embarcadero, tomorrow at this time. We'll have Glenn Greenwald, author and blogger who's got a book out. Working Assets Publishing has put out a book, How Would a Patriot Act? We'll have an interview with him, and we'll be signing the book. And Malu Nubla will be joining us as well and being a guest on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And that'll be tomorrow. We'll be back at the Hotel Vitale. Today we're live from the State Capitol. And Keeping It Real with Will and Lily, post-election, looking at the results, Phil Angelides did come in first of all the Democratic primary candidates and beat Steve Wesley. We also have Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, as a guest this hour, and we should be hearing from him any moment.
The governor's going to join us.
Governor's joining us. We have him right now, as a matter of fact. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good morning, Will and Willie. How are you guys?
We are good, sir. How are you? Congratulations on your primary victory last night.
Well, thank you very much, and I want to congratulate Willie also that you are actually broadcasting from the Willie Brown Conference Room at the Capitol. So that's a great honor. I mean, it's terrific.
Absolutely. Governor Schwarzenegger, this is Paul Wells. I'm here with Will and Willie, and we're finding Willie right now. He's just reminiscing and walking around in the halls and having a great time being back here at the state capitol. And we had an email from one of our listeners at quakeradio.com, and she wrote, "I woke up so excited about your show this morning with the guests. My mom told me she didn't vote yesterday because she is voting for Arnold. She knew I was going to be upset by that statement, so this week I'm going to make a list of the good and bad reasons of Arnold's governorship. Since you're here with us this morning, sir, why don't you take that right now?"
Well, I mean, I'm very excited about the fact that you're going to continue running for the next 4 years and sticking to the state. As you know, we are very happy that the things that we have accomplished the last 2.5 years. I mean, maybe to go, but really California was like a broken house. You know, everywhere you look, things were wrong. We had a huge budget deficit, we had a structural deficit. Companies were leaving the state, people were losing jobs, we had the highest cost of doing business. Workers' compensation was the highest in the country. And what we did was, I said that we will fix the problem, turn the economy around, and that's exactly what we've done. We've created 600,000 jobs. We have increased the revenues by $20 billion. And we are able now to start paying down the debt. We have an enormous debt. We are paying down the debt. We are finally putting money into transportation and creating again transportation. We are putting $8.1 billion more into education so that our children get a really good education, which is so important for the future of the state. And we are going to continue working hard to protect the California dream. Now, the next 4 years, what is important is that we are building California, that we are building the infrastructure, the roads, the freeways, the tunnels, bridges, and all, so that people can move around easier and don't get stuck in traffic. We're going to build thousands of schools, of classrooms, and expand our universities, expand our community colleges and so on. So there's a lot of work that is ahead, but I'm looking forward to the challenge, and I think it is really terrific. We did one thing, and that is that we were able to bring Democrats and Republicans together and work together to rebuild the state of California. And like I said, now we're going to continue fighting, make sure we protect the California dream.
Governor, this is Willie Brown. Let me congratulate you on your victory last night. It was almost like a walk in the park.
That's exactly. Well, as I said earlier, you were not on the show yet, but then I was saying how crazy it must be for you, Willie, to be now broadcasting out of the Capitol, and especially in the Willie Brown conference room. So I think that is really terrific.
And I'm sorry that you're not here, but I know that you're out there somewhere on the bus. Is this an indication, by the way, that you really intend to go and try to meet every voter in this state between now and November?
Well, I think the idea is to go up and down the state to get the message out there, to have a positive campaign, to talk to the people how important it is that we continue working to rebuild California, to create the kind of infrastructure that we need. And you know, Willie, you and I, we talked about that many times. I'm a people's person. I consider myself as the people's governor. So I love being out there with the people. I like to go in restaurants and drive around with the bus and meet people on the streets and talk to them about the issues that are important. Also listening to them, because I learned a lot on this job by just listening to the people. And let's not forget, the only way we could turn the state around and create all those jobs and create this extra revenue and all this is because of the hardworking people. So they are my partners. So this is why it is great now to be on this bus tour. We are right now in Eureka, and we are going to travel slowly down towards Sacramento today. and stop in restaurants, walk around the streets and visiting shops and just talk to people and be out there and to have a good time and let them know what I want to do in the next 4 years for them.
I know it's a little bit early, but do you intend to debate your opponent, Mr. Angelides, at any point during the course of this campaign?
Well, you know, I pay attention mostly to just what we are going to do. I'm just going to talk about how we're going to build more roads, how we're going to create more jobs, how we're going to create more revenue so we can put more money into education, more money into infrastructure and all this. And that is what I want to talk about positive things and about protecting the California dream.
That voice that you hear is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, live with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 AM The Quake. He's our partner. He says that we are his partner, so he's our partner on the Will and Willie Show.
And he is somewhere wandering around California in a bus.
Are you in
Launching your campaign today.
Yeah, I'm right now in Eureka, and, you know, this is the beginning. This is the first city that we are visiting, and we're going to go to a restaurant in a few minutes to talk to the people there and to talk about what is important for this area here, which, of course, is, you know, as you know, up here, levees is an extremely important issue, and I'm very happy to say that because Democrats and Republicans came together, we were able to pass a $37 billion bond package in a bipartisan way, and part of that bond package is, of course, $4.5 billion in there for levee repair. And levee repairs is extremely important because we have to protect our levees, because any kind of earthquake or major storm can wipe out our levees and create a major disaster. Levees are very old. Some of those levees were built 100 years ago by farmers, and so I think that it is about time that we do the upkeep and we do the work so that the people are protected, because that is, after all, the government's number one responsibility is protecting the people of California.
Well, Governor, you know that in the process of campaigning, you wander many times throughout the state, as you're presently attempting to do in your bus. If you come into San Francisco during the course of this campaign, I hope you'll stop by for a cup of coffee at Hotel Vitale in downtown San Francisco, right on the waterfront. That's where we broadcast from, and we are a friendly collection of broadcasters.
Oh, I know that, and as you know, I love coming to San Francisco. As a matter of fact, I come many times to San Francisco for events, and I think that it is very important that we do everything that we can. And by the way, in our infrastructure package, as you know, there's millions and millions of dollars that have been put aside for schools in the Bay Area and the San Francisco area, and also for transportation to get in and out of the city easier. I think it's very important that we start rebuilding some of those areas. We start adding lanes to the freeways and to the highways and so on. And I think that San Francisco is, you know, one of my favorite cities. It's probably the one of the main cities when it comes to tourism and beauty and everything. So I love coming there and, of course, having lunch with you also.
Yes, it's always fun to have lunch with you, to watch all the people come in and check me out as they see you. Standing by. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, Governor, we want to thank you very much for spending a little bit of time with us this morning. We know that it's the first day afterwards, and, of course, from now until November, you're going to be in a dead sprint. You've got a budget to do, however. You've got to get that out by July 1st. What are the prospects?
I think they're very good. You know, I think that what is interesting about this is and Will and Willie, both of you will find this interesting, because it is election year, and normally on election year, as you know, not much gets done because everyone starts fighting and it gets so political. But I have to say that I'm very proud of the Democrats and the Republicans, because we have accomplished so much this year. I mean, if you just think about it, to pass a $37 billion infrastructure package, which is the largest in the history of California, to do that in a bipartisan way and to really make a commitment to rebuild California, to build all the highways and the freeways, and to build, you know, schools, classrooms, modernizing classrooms, expanding the university system, and to fix our levees and all this, to get that done in an election year is a miracle. And so I'm very proud that we have been able to accomplish that. And I think that that will carry over also into the budget. I think that both Senator Barada and Speaker Nunes have said that I think this will be a quick budget. I think we're going to solve the problems very quickly. And, you know, we maybe have different opinions about some of the things, but they all know and they all agree that we can't make the mistake of spending more money than we have. And they also agreed that we shouldn't start any new programs. And they also agreed that we shouldn't make the mistake of the past, if you're spending money we don't have, and if you're spending one-time money, which is the spike in the economy that we see today, we should not take that money and use it as an ongoing program. So I think with those things in mind, and having said that, I think we will come to an agreement very quickly.
That's the voice of the governor of the state of California speaking to us from Eureka, California, one of the original capitals, and of course, 960 didn't exist at the time that was a capital.
That's absolutely correct.
But we thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for it was great to talk to you, Paul. Thank you.
Goodbye, sir.
Bye. See you.
Reaching out to our Progressive Talk audience from the state capitol where we're broadcasting live and from his campaign bus in Eureka.
And do you notice that he absolutely stayed on message? No matter what you said to him, he went
he
back.
He got back to rebuilding.
He went back to rebuilding California, providing money, working together, being productive. He was not critical of anybody. He used the word Democrats before he used the word Republicans. You're talking about on his J, as
on
one
his
would
J.
say. Mm-hmm. He stayed put, and he didn't bite at all when I said, are you going to debate? Oh, no, I'm a people's person. I'm going to talk directly to the people. I'm like you are. I really love people. I'm going to go in the cafe and I'm going to shake hands, etc., etc., etc. I mean, he's really done. And I'm going to work
wait till October.
Wait till October. Yeah, wait till
October.
Bill
Angelina's Spawn of Satan.
Yeah. Well, one attack. One of those bad movies get shown. I mean, he'll have
to. And Kindergarten Cop.
And he did have some bad movies.
Oh, my God.
Real bad movies. How about the one in which he was pregnant? You remember
that?
Oh,
that's
one?
Right.
That was terrible.
What was that? Was that Twins?
Yes, it was. It was. You're working. You're on your job. I'm impressed very much with you.
No, Twins was where he was with Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
That's right. And they were twins separated at birth.
But he stayed on message, though. I love the fact that he stayed on message.
Getting back to rebuild California.
It wasn't his first movie, like a Hercules movie, and they had to dub in some other actor's voice because his accent was so thick back then.
Yes. Oh, but no. But do you notice the accent is thicker today than it normally is? It's really part of the deal. He's thickening his accent back up. Like the old Arnold.
Just kind of like George W. Bush does when he wants to be more folksy. He gets more folksy when his polls go down. He gets a little more folksy.
No, I think that's natural with Bush. I don't think he can get out of that, Paul. I think. It's the other Bush you're hearing. It's the Yale University Bush.
Junior. The movie was called Junior that he got pregnant in.
Tony
and Junior told me that.
That's
Junior would know.
Junior is running the controls. And we're live from the Willie L. Brown Jr. conference room at the state capitol.
And we will be all day.
Special post-election day broadcast here. Keeping it real, 819 on 960 The Quake.
And we are the very first electronic voice that avenue for the governor for the start of the spring campaign. We are the very, very first. So we've got to tell Bob Agnew that ought to be a bump in compensation for being able to get
100 yes, feet.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got the governor ahead of everybody else. We got him, and that's good. I like that. And we'll get him again.
And once he
said
sees
when
lead,
he's coming
he'll
to
never
San
talk to anybody else.
No,
that's right. A lot of listeners would like to get him too. 960 The Quake. Stay with us.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/30/106. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
State Capitol at the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We're in Sacramento today as we arrived here last night, did that special election coverage from 8 to 10 with Armstrong and Getty, who are based here in the city of Sacramento. And we will be back at the Hotel Vitale tomorrow from 7 to 10, the usual time, and Glenn Greenwald will be a guest. He's the author of How Would a Patriot Act, and we'll have a book signing at
from Working Assets. That's the one that Working Assets put together.
Exactly.
Went to number one on Amazon, and I understand it's going to be on the New York Times bestseller
list.
It's in the
bestseller list of the New York Times
this Sunday
as well.
Yeah.
Is that workingassets.com/quake?
It is. For your wireless on the go. Change the world on the go.
Change the world.
There you go.
Now, the progressive's choice for wireless carrier.
823.
I'm familiar with those people.
We are keeping it real with Will and Willie.
So you can come down to the tally tomorrow.
On the go to change the world. Yes.
We're changing the world on the go right now.
On the go.
On the Capitol.
We're on the fly today, too. The governor was in his campaign bus, taking off right on a campaign.
You know what a pain in the butt it is to come to the Capitol, where the governor is. We're here the day after the election. He's in Eureka.
Yeah, he drove right out early this morning.
We didn't do a good job on interviewing because we should have asked him right out of the box, what kind of fuel are you using in the bus, governor?
I wanted to ask him about his Hummer. Is he going to get a green
Hummer?
I think he has a green Hummer.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a blue one.
And he's got a black one.
A biofuel one is what I'm referring to.
I should have also said that. Governor, did you get a license yet for your motorcycle? You remember that.
He had his kid in the sidecar.
Yeah.
And then he smashed into a car, and he got 14 stitches in his lip. My theory is, when Maria found out, he only needed 5 until Maria found out, and then she hit him. And that's why he needed the extra 8.
But you know, there's been no news about her for the last 2 or 3 months.
I saw her last night. She was
standing next to
me. Yeah. She looks good.
She showed up.
Beautiful blue dress.
No question. But she hasn't been around, though.
Didn't you see her last
political
night?
Political purposes. That's not seeing like I. She's got to be out there. She's got to be. Only time that I've had an occasion to spot her publicly was when the president of Mexico was here. She hosted the event over at that historical facility. Where they have the reception for
Vicente Fox.
Yes, for Vicente Fox. And
what did you think when people
Who was it who stood, refused to come here? There were certain...
The Republicans refused to
certain Republicans,
stand.
Yeah, in the chamber. When Vicente Fox came in as head of state, they had on this button that clearly indicated they didn't want any more Latinos coming into California or any more undocumented persons coming into California. Or as they call them, illegal aliens, would make them sound like Martians with felony records.
What an ideal witness location program. You know, instead of, you know, sending people to Kansas when they've testified against the mob, got to put them on a spaceship.
Yeah. Just shoot them around the, you know.
Perfect protection.
Yeah. Moon base, our first moon base.
You know, I have such marvelous ideas for reorganizing the world. I mean, you just have no idea.
You are wasted here on 916.
No question. No question.
What are you doing with the
I'm
Willie
really,
show?
Really, really down below my skill level.
Your pay
level.
Grade, yeah.
No skill. <Yeah. laughs> But it's going to be an interesting contest. I keep thinking about how really diverse the Democratic ticket is. Just think of how you could sell that ticket. I mean, you could have a different lead in almost every community.
Still not going to work in La Jolla.
Well, don't go to La Jolla.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere where you're not already pre-sold and prescribed. It's like the IPOs. Give them a tip and let them buy them when you have them for almost nothing. And then you become Google.
Yeah, well, let's find out. Don't you have any connects down there? Don't you know what's coming up?
No, I don't. I don't. No, I get killed. I get killed in the stock market. I really get killed.
So whatever you do, don't.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I should be paid not to buy your shares. If you hear that I'm thinking about buying your shares, you ought to buy me off. And I could be here.
Well, sell all your Clear Channel stock.
I don't have any Clear Channel.
Oh, good.
You have Clear Channel stock?
No. No, God, no. Who could afford it?
What they're paying us? Are you kidding me?
Is it?
Yeah, it's a very successful organization. I don't know if you know this.
Then they must be paying me the beluga fee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we know that.
Versus the blonde fee.
You would see.
Well, the blanche fee. The blanche fee versus the blanc.
Yes. I get the blanc fee.
Yeah,
you get the beluga.
I get the beluga fee. And Paul gets what's left.
I don't know.
He looks a little yellow today, doesn't he?
It's the light.
Yeah, it might be hepatitis A. That's all I'm thinking. Uh-huh. Okay. Or is that C?
A C.
Yeah, I always get A and C.
Yeah, no, it's C. A is the clear one.
Oh.
And C is the one that guards you against
liver disease.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Ah, get rid of the liver. You don't need it. Doesn't serve any purpose.
No one's going to use mine, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it doesn't serve any purpose. You can always get hooked up to a machine.
No, that's kidney.
Dialysis is not liver?
No.
Kidney. Well, it was for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. And it obviously worked.
Yeah, because you ain't yellow.
No.
You know, the most exciting contest.
This is
contest,
a crazy morning. Let's get back on message.
Most exciting contest last night of all the races, I thought, was Jason Schmidt at Pac Bell, AT&T, Telephone Company Park, whatever they're calling it, Willie Maysfield, last night, striking out the side. We were doing our special little cast, and I'm not supposed to mention this, but during the last segment of the last hour from 9:45 until 10, we actually had the game on, so we're talking on the radio to each other, and everybody's pretending to pay attention to what we're saying. We're going, all right, the strikeout! You know, watching the last 3 outs of the game. That was the most exciting contest last night.
And he did it so dramatically. He had somebody apparently called him up and said, you're at 13 strikeouts. If you go to 16, you tie a record that's 100 and some
102
years old. Yes, and so he walked guys, let them move up, got it very, very deliberate.
And still struck out the sides. What a game.
And apparently there was a bonus involved.
Oh,
apparently,
really?
Yeah. Wow. The trip to the mound was to say, listen, fella, you know, McGowan just said, you got a, it's a Hyundai.
For each strikeout.
Yeah.
And you can trade the three Hyundais for something on the
top shelf.
State Senator Don Parada is going to join us in the next segment as we're broadcasting Keeping It Real with Wild and Willie live from the state capitol in the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference
Room. I guess we got to get back to politics, is
and
what you're saying.
I'm Paul Wells, now John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960. The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. It's 8:30. Good morning. We'll begin with the cars in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. And, wow, this is bad.
It's on the peninsula near Candlestick Point, 101 southbound Sierra Point Parkway South. This is a singular 3-4 car fatal accident involving a motorcycle. It's been there for more than 90 minutes. They estimate one more hour until they get it cleared out. And it is slow, backed up from Army Street in San Francisco proper all the way up to there. Now, on the northbound side of 101 at that same crash site, you've got the emergency vehicles probably in the far left lane. We understand the backup is well into San Mateo now. So 280, which we don't have any reports of problems on, looks like it should be the way you should go for a while. We'll keep you updated on it. There's another sig alert in the North Bay on 101 northbound after Santa Rosa Ave. It's three cars and only half a freeway available to you there. In the Antioch on 4 westbound before Bailey, two or three cars, says CHP, it's blocking three right lanes. From your phone, from your PDA, or from your computer, you can check traffic 24/7 at our website, quakeradio.com. And here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake. It's 831. It's 56 in San Francisco. This is just into us within the last probably 45 minutes. The Senate has rejected the constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. 49-48 was the vote, 11 short of the 60 required to send it up to the full Senate. So that one's done. Treasurer Phil Angelides is your winner of the 2006 Democratic primary. Opponent Steve Wesley called him shortly after 1 a.m. to congratulate him. We're waiting to hear his public conception. Concession and a campaign that was often nasty, didn't make a big splash with California voters either, didn't get 50%. Prop 81, the library funding initiative, usually a winner with state voters, rejected yesterday. Ditto Prop 82, down to defeat the tax the rich to pay for preschool program. 34% voter turnout, according to most experts. That's one in three Californians cast votes yesterday. Ron Dellums now leading Ignacio de la Fuente in the Oakland mayor's race. He hasn't reached the 50% plus one yet. In San Jose, Chuck Reed, the leading vote-getter in that mayoral race over Cindy Chavez. Reed has 28%, Chavez 23%, and David Pandori with 17%. So the top two, likely Chavez and Reed, will run off later. A couple of San Francisco propositions in brief. Measure A, which proposed fixing the city charter to allocate an additional $10 million a year for violence prevention services, failed by a narrow margin. Measure B, which would require landlords who are selling buildings to tell their potential buyers in writing whether or not any tenants evicted from the building were old people or disabled people, appears to have passed. And Measure C, which would have changed the designation of the city's representatives on the Trans Bay Joint Powers Authority. The Trans Bay Terminal has been up in the air politically and otherwise for a decade or more now. Did poorly. 71% of voters opposed it. Quake weather. Mostly sunny today. Below normal temps around the bay. It'll be pretty windy this afternoon, too. 30-40 mile an hour winds in the bay. So keep your sailboat at home. Highs from the upper 50s to the upper 70s. We're live at the state capitol in the Willie L. Brown Conference Room. And more with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming right back on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Mmm, the smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
The agenda for the people of the Bay Area. The humiliation of the Bush regime at the ballot box in November. The overthrow of Republicans in the Senate and the House. An immediate vote to cut off funding for the war machine. Censure of the president for lying to the country about the war. Step 1. The Truth. 24-7 from 960. The Quake.
Special post-election day edition of Keep It Real with Will and Willie at 8:37 on this Wednesday morning. We are live from the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room at the State Capitol, and I'm Paul Wells. Joining us on the phone, I believe on a plane ready to take off to this Democratic good feeling thing they're having.
Flyby.
Unity flyby. State Senator Don Perata joins us.
The most unitous of them all.
Good morning. You're on the Quake. Good to have you back.
Nice to talk to you.
Hello, Mr. Perata. Willie Brown here.
Mr. Brown, how are you?
I'm going to take everybody over to see your office. We're in the Speaker's Conference Room, or Willie Brown's Conference Room, as they call it now. And we're going to walk over to the other side and see how the Senate lives.
Yeah,
we leave the Capitol.
My office is a lot cleaner than the predecessors.
Okay, how did you do in this election? How did your choices in the primary campaigns do? Okay.
We actually, as a caucus, were only contested one primary, and that was in Orange County, and Supervisor Lou Correa won. Other than that, different members were in different races, but the caucus took no position. So I was happy to see that a couple of the we could have lost about four or five women. And it looks as though we kept two, that Jenny Oropeza won in Bowen's seat, and Galen Corbett won in Liz Figueroa's seat.
Well, when you say women in terms of losing, you don't mean that they were in contest. You mean that by term limits, these women have
been
termed out.
That's right.
Yeah, like Jackie Spears termed out by term limits and others similarly situated. And so the balance in the House for you. But I
told my colleagues here, as I looked at the nominees on the Democratic side of the aisle statewide, you really have a diverse ticket now. You've got an Asian on the ticket, a Latino on the ticket, a woman on the ticket, and a senior citizen on the ticket. So you really have a collection of people.
Jerry Brown, the Gray Panther.
Yeah. Actually, it's almost two seniors. Lockyer, I think, is up there now, too.
Don't you dare say that about Lockyer. He will be very sensitive to the whole process involved.
Jerry was, his numbers were pretty big. They called that one pretty early.
I've just been handed a note here that in the late count in Alameda County, Oakland, Ron Dellums just went over 50%.
Avoiding a runoff.
Which is absolutely amazing. Yes, just went over 50%.
Because we know Alameda County, of course, their voting machines blew up and they had to count everything by abacus.
Yeah, no kidding. What a wonderful badge of honor, huh? 21st century, and we're running around there with pencils and eye shades.
Clay tablets.
Give us your assessment, if you will, of what you think is going to occur in the fall.
Wow, the contrast between Phil Angelides and Arnold Schwarzenegger couldn't be more striking, in my view. For people who say they don't vote because there's no difference between the candidates, that will not be the case in November. I think, you know, Arnold has not made the mistakes this year that he made last year. He's been flying under a very bright star. He had $5 or $6 billion in surplus money that he's able to help mollify or placate some of his most strident enemies, and those particularly the teachers. So he has the benefits of incumbency going. But the one thing that I keep reminding myself is that the governor's favorable or unfavorable is still almost even, and he's always around 40%. So he's got quite a ways to go yet before he's able to recapture whatever popularity that he can under the circumstances. Phil's problem will be he's coming from left of center, and I don't care how he tries to do otherwise, he's still going to look like a left of center candidate, and I'm assuming that they'll just tag him with the tax and spend mantle. You know, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work, but I was noticing half-cent sales taxes up and down the state for transportation all failed this year, this time around, I think with one exception. The library bond lost, Prop 82, which was basically a tax loss. So people may not be very interested in going with somebody new who may have, because Phil's agenda is pretty aggressive and everything, but how do you pay for it? But I think it's going to be a tough fight, but it will be one again where there'll be a clear distinction between the two men.
We're speaking with the president of the Senate pro tem, Mr. Dan Parada. Don Parada, where are you? Where are you right now, sir?
Well, I am not. I'm going to Los Angeles.
You're on your way to L.A.
No, I'm not. I've decided that.
Oh, you're not going to L.A.
No, I got a rules committee today, so I thought that it better. We have a bunch of new corrections people to come in and get. We have to grill them. You know, our prison system, it looks like Alameda County's registrar office is running the Department of Corrections, too.
By the way, I've just got update on the Dellums race and Dellums for mayor. It's 50.2 Dellums.
Wow.
Which means that he's just slightly over the hump.
And if they, do they have the count yet of, how much of the votes in? They'll have about 50,000, I guess, countywide that they'll have to do today and tomorrow. But
you mean absentee?
Wow. Actually, yeah. Dellums did better than I thought he would do. I thought he might have been held down, but getting over 50% is surprising.
No. Very surprising.
Will he have a Republican competitor?
No. It's over.
That's it.
It's over. Yeah. If he gets 50.1.
But he doesn't take over until January, right?
Yeah.
That's correct.
And you asked the question, what percentage of the vote? 99% of the vote that's been counted so far in that county. Yeah. And they claim it's 99%. But, you know, in Alameda, it's kind of like San Francisco. You oftentimes find some ballots several days later.
Floating in the bay.
God only knows, yes.
And it's usually on an as-needed basis. Sondre Swanson, interestingly enough, is leading in the assembly race over John Russo.
Yeah, he has a sizable lead. And I think Sondre benefited by Ron's candidacy, Dillon's candidacy. I think there was definitely a strong get out the vote effort for Sondre. SEIU in particular had paid walkers in there for 10 days. And I think, you know, I was surprised that Ronnie Kaplan, the woman in the race, did not do very well. So Sondre kind of just, you know, won it on his own.
No question about that. And he's an old war horse that's been around for a long time, serving both Dillon's and Barbara Lee. And
that's
I think you are absolutely correct. What I was amazed about, I had never frankly viewed him as much of a candidate, not much of a candidate material, but he turned out in this campaign to really demonstrate quality when he came to the state convention, and it was, I chaired it, as you will recall, for mm-hmm. Torres. He was a very impressive candidate, and I told him so, and I told his wife. His wife was even more impressive.
He and I ran against each other in 1986 for the Board of Supervisors, and I beat him basically because I outworked him. So when we got to talking about an endorsement this time, I said, you know, the only thing I'm going to ask you to do is work, because that's how I beat you, Board, so you'll get beaten this time. And he was, you know, in fact, one day my daughter called me and said, guess who's at my front door, and it was Sondre.
Yeah. Ringing doorbells, and he actually came over to visit us at our station and appeared on the show about 10 days ago, and he really was on top of his game.
So that pretty much probably...
You know, he's got that experience that is going to be welcome in the Senate, as you know. I mean, in the Assembly. You got somebody coming in here that will know a little something about the way it works.
So you're saying that even though it's the 21st century, that it's still all about shoe leather?
Yeah, it really is. And especially in low turnout races like this, I was just stunned up and down the state where you've got huge Senate districts that have over 900,000 people in them that, 45,000 people voted in a Democratic primary. But it's really, for my money, there is nothing that can replace going door to door, because in a low visibility race, to this day, I still run into people almost weekly that remember me at their door at some point in the last 30 years. So it's, you know, anybody that I've encouraged to run, start a year ahead of time, start ringing doorbells.
I said the same thing about my own race. I said the thing that has stood me in good stead, no matter what criticism were heaped on me by the press, because you knew who Willie Brown was and you knew him by first name and you called him Willie Brown, nobody could shake your confidence in your own assessment, period.
That's absolutely right. Yes, that's the core of it.
And believe me, and I assume that's what you're telling respective candidates. How are you going to do in the fall? Will you be okay on that?
Yeah, you know, because we have such a gerrymandered state, Mr. Brown, we should be.
I didn't have anything to do with this one. I did all the rest of it.
70 and 80 maybe, but not 90 in 2000.
Yeah, you've got a good alibi. You're right. we should be fine. We have one possible contest in the Valley, where we have Republican Jeff Denham up against a very young man in that area. That could be one. If it's a bad Republican year, we could win that.
Whose old seat is that?
Well, that's the one that Rusty ran for.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Reyes a while back, and we lost it. But if we were to take that seat, we would have 27 Democrats. And, Mr. Brown, those are problems that of themselves. You have too many Democrats.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Yeah.
Really, you really want the situation in which you've got to include all 40 members. You get home 27 Democrats, you got a problem, because the 13 Republicans.
That's two-thirds. That's over a two-thirds majority. That's veto-proof.
State Senator Don Parada, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We're live from the state capitol with the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room today. In the next hour, we'll have former Governor of New York, Mario Cuomo, joining us. Bill Lockyer, who is still the state attorney general, and also Assemblyman Mervyn Dimley will be joining us as well. And you have it right here, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, and What Would Willie Do in our next segment, 8:49 on 960 The Quake.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
That's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card, wish it, win it.
So first I wish...
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony Card Wish at Win It.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony Card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
You know that in a perfect world, we'd all enjoy a balanced diet. You know, we'd eat the good food, the stuff that we should, the vegetables, the fruit. But if your world is a little like mine, less than perfect, listen to what Mike Buck has to say about Nature B.
Good morning, Will. It's true. You know, we lead lousy, stressful lives. We don't have time to make sure we're including something from all those food groups you mentioned. And that's where Nature Bee helps fill in the gaps because it's pure plant pollen. It's loaded with good stuff, comes from clean, green New Zealand.
Now, it's important to note that Nature Bee isn't a drug. It's not a medicine. It hasn't been manufactured in some sort of laboratory. No additives, no preservatives, right?
This is the real deal. It's all natural vegetable food, harvested fresh, loaded with all of the vitamins and aminos you could possibly need, got you all the minerals. For example, weight for weight, sorry Popeye, Nature Bee's got more iron than spinach, more protein than beef, more calcium than milk. From now on, you just make sure to take those two little golden capsules of Nature Bee every morning with a glass of water. That goodness will deliver amazing benefits, guaranteed. Put the pep right back in your step.
You know, maybe it's the aminos. I don't know what it is, but I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning, and I feel like I get more energy, man. I mean, how do folks get started on Nature Bee? And Mike, how much does it cost?
Okay, it's so easy both ways. First of all, order a 6-month supply of Nature Bee. Here's what it costs: $99. Sounds like a lot. I'll tell you why it's not. It's less than 50 cents a day to feel like a millionaire. Throw in our high protection sunscreen. That's worth $30. That's for free. And don't forget, there's a money-back guarantee. Little postage fee all the way to your house from Clean Green New Zealand. The phone number, toll-free, 866-834-8355. Simple deal, 866-834-8355. Or if you like, naturebee.com.
Great value, loads of benefits, and a money-back guarantee. Call now, 1-866-834-8355. Welcome back to Keep It Real with Will and Willie, 960 AM The Quake. We are here live in the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room right in the state capitol.
Exactly, and grabbing Willie Brown, who's standing by where his desk used to be in the assembly room, and reminiscing on some things that we might be able to share on the air somehow. But right now it's
perhaps,
what would Willie do?
Perhaps not.
Isn't it? It's time to ask the question of the mayor on 960 The Quake, and we have now absolutely of a certain nature, Phil Angelides is running against Governor Schwarzenegger. If you were Phil Angelides, Willie, what would Willie do?
I would outsource my campaign. I'd send it to India or some other place. I'd do some. No, what I would
vote for Phil Angelides.
Yeah. Reading from the script. Angelides is going to have a very difficult time. I would retain Gail Kaufman to run my campaign. I would ask her, I think the best shot in the world that he has is to have Gail Kaufman and the Alliance come in out of the rain. Don't stay out there and do it as independent expenditures, but in fact come in. So there'll be no conflict on message, no conflict on execution, etc. And then I think I would reduce my own public exposure. I don't think Phil comes off well in the public. I think he's fabulous one-on-one, two-on-one. But I think in terms of stage presentations, he doesn't have that commanding voice. He doesn't have that commanding physical presence. He's not what you would call telegenic in any way.
Jesus.
And as a result of that, you asked me practically, and I'm really about practicality when it comes to candidates and running people for public office. I think you have to do the assessment by way of your focus groups, and then you have to frame your program and your approach and your marketing activities. I think Phil Angelides could be formidable against Governor Schwarzenegger, provided that somehow you make the contest comparable to what it was last fall when Schwarzenegger got bushwhacked with all of those initiatives. I think you do it, and I think you do it aggressively, and then I think you pray, because I don't think he's going to be that easy to beat. And believe me, if I were a betting man, I think I would put money on both of them.
That's hedging your bet.
That's called hedging, yeah.
And that's what would Willie do today on the Quake?
I think Schwarzenegger has to do something wrong.
No, he has to do more than wrong. He has to literally position himself as he did last fall. He got in trouble with the nurses.
As a bully.
Comment.
He was a bully.
That's
he
right.
said he was going to kick the nurses' butt.
Got in trouble with the teachers. Got in trouble with the firefighters, got in trouble with the widows and orphans.
But now he's veered back to the middle.
Well,
he's in election mode.
Except that I don't think you can keep going. Even Jason Smith couldn't strike out 27. Arnold has to strike out 27. He can make no mistakes. He can't walk anybody. He can't.
bases are loaded.
Hit anybody. The bases are loaded. And I'm telling you, he's got to be extraordinarily careful. When you are at 49% favorable and 46% unfavorable, the margin of error is already against you.
Will his propositions have any belt loops? Coattails? Whatever
he has to avoid the propositions. He literally has got to. He can stay with the infrastructure. That
right.
bond measure
right.
he really ought to be about. He should appear everywhere he can with Don Perata and with Fabian Nunes, everywhere, because Phil Angelides is going to do the same identical thing. Organized labor and the building and construction trade
oh, yeah,
is going to be so
favor.
Involved. Yeah, and the people who do the materials are going to be so involved. All he's got to do is champion that side of it and act like there are no other ballot measures.
Well, John Scott's got some news on the traffic mess that's happening in the Bay Area, and we'll take a look at the news right now. And in our final hour from the state capitol, Mario Cuomo, former governor of New York, will join us, Assemblyman Mervyn Dimely, and Bill Lockyer, attorney general. All keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is.